Conservative activist Ginni Thomas talked behind closed doors today to the House Select Committee investigating the January 6th attack on the Capitol. The panel wanted to speak with Thomas, who's the wife of Supreme Court Justice Clarence Thomas, because of messages between her and key figures in the effort to overturn the 2020 election results. Her lawyer said that Thomas answered all of the panel's questions and played no role in the attempt to reverse President Biden's win.
The House Select Committee interviewed Ginni Thomas after months of negotiations. Committee Chairman Benny Thompson has previously said her interview would be key.
It adds to the body of knowledge about whether or not she had additional information as to what went on January 6th.
The panel wanted to talk to Thomas about her conversations with then-President Trump's chief of staff, Mark Meadows, and conservative lawyer, John Eastman. Here's California Democrat Pete Aguilar, who sits on the panel.
We'd like to hear from Ginni Thomas, her discussions and coordination and text messages to Mark Meadows, as well as specifically to John Eastman.
The two were lead figures in the former president's efforts to overturn the 2020 election results. Aguilar said, like other witnesses before her, Thomas's testimony may be shared with the public.
Like many individuals who've come before us, will hear the testimony, we'll continue the investigation, we'll continue having conversations, and when it's relevant, we'll present it to the public.
Today, Thomas's attorney said she reached the deal to testify to, quote, clear up misconceptions about her activities. He said she condemned the January 6th violence. During her more than four-hour visit to the O'Neill House office building near the Capitol where she testified, Thomas declined to respond to reporters' questions. Claudia Grisales, NPR News, Washington.